I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Guys, it's all fun and games when you have a snuggly pug until they secrete just like anal fish juice.
You got skunked by Tony
onto your lap. Mm-hmm. And then it's a lot.
He got
it's a real it's a real come to Jesus moment.
You're like,
with pugs,
that's like their, I think that's pug's form of defense, is they
much
they
like an octopi,
an octopus, or one of those spitter dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. On Jurassic Park.
That's the one drawback of Tony,
yeah,
is that every once in a while you'll get a little surprise.
Mango doesn't poot like that, but
does he rub on the carpet?
Does he scoot?
Yeah.
When his anal glands needed to be expressed, he scooted like mad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was scary, and we thought he was like having a bowel collapse.
No, that's just like classic anal glands.
And then I took him to the vet, and they had to put him on the table, and they just popped his little bussy, and mm-hmm. I was like locking eyes with him, and it was a weirdly intense moment.
Yeah, I was afraid. Tony handle that moment on his own with a technician.
Well, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And it had been years since he got it expressed.
Wow.
And this is when we first got him, so like we were, you know, making up for lost time about like checking up and getting him all
situated,
and that was like one thing that had to be done, and he was not happy.
Tony has to be expressed like on a monthly basis.
Yeah, I mean, Mango now too, when we get him groomed, we always say pop that little hole.
There's literally like a fly flying around Tony, right? He is Pigpen.
It's all fun and games until one of your contacts rips down the middle right before you record. So right now I'm
you're sleeping with one eye open.
Peggy the Pirate.
It's hot in here.
Yeah, it's... But the elephant in the room that we're not discussing is Lara's new hair. It's very...
Fresh cut.
It's young and mature at once.
Mm-hmm.
I told you it was giving, like, Jada in, like, the 90s. Like, wavy bob.
Yeah.
It's giving queer it girl...
I'm into it. Yeah. I'd been thinking for a long, long time. Those who've listened know my thought process around cutting my hair. And I was like, I want to cut all my hair off. I want to have like a mid-length, like short bob. I'm needing like a 90s minimalist moment.
I love it. It's giving Sarah Michelle Gellar, and I Know What You Did Last Summer, when she gets her hair cut at the end.
I have to say, your references aren't hitting my, like, chic bone.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is extremely chic in that movie.
When she gets attacked and the worst thing that happens to her is someone cuts her hair off in her sleep, and then she has
then
to get a
after,
bob.
After, it's like, she turns it into, like, a really chic bob.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and then I just decided, like, I had a haircut on the books, and I was like, what? Is the vision for Q4? And I said,
Bob.
It's Bob. It's cut it all off. It's cut away everything.
It's showing off your neckline.
And allow newness to grow. So it was like, And I also was like, I'm not going to tell anyone that I'm doing this. I'm just going to do it because I don't want anyone's opinion to, like, I'm already in such a state of fear about hair and, like, have had nightmares in the past where, like, all my hair's cut off to, like, this length. And I'm like, no. But I've also been wanting it and was like, it just has to happen and it has to be me and it has to be my choice. And
I was shunked when
not
you came
run
to the door.
By fear.
You popped out at your door when I was coming in and I screamed. And then I was like, who is this person?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh my God, it's the new you. It is you.
C'est moi.
And as soon as I saw your hair, I thought of, I've had enough. This is my prayer that I'll die living just as free as my hair. Gaga. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been saying that to myself. I like.
You're born this way right now.
I'm born this way. I'm Chromatica Ball. I also was like, I can't be like a servant to my own hair anymore. My hair needs to serve me.
You are your hair's mother.
Yeah. And when the long-haired girlies and gays and theys know that sometimes your hair gets to a certain length where you just like can't bear the thought of like dealing with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, let's be fresh.
Listen, hair is a real mental health.
Yeah.
It can be a mental health buffer.
Mm-hmm.
It can help you out in a time of strife. You know, I think obviously hair points to some haircuts and some coloring choices point to a crisis of sorts. Like when a man bleaches his hair, he's having a crisis.
Somebody called 911. Yeah.
But this is like, this is a assured, confident,
thought out, planned,
effortless trim. It's also giving Dorit.
I love that.
Dorit had that hair at one point, remember?
I don't remember.
She's had iterations of her hair, and I think it was either a wig or some kind of...
A short, like a bob haircut.
Yeah, and it looked really chic.
Love. Yeah, I was just like, let's go, girls.
Dun, 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 dun.
And it's the shortest my hair has ever been. And it's feels free. Feels freeing. It really does.
It's also very... It's a little Dale.
Oh, yeah. This is big Dale energy. I wanted something that was, like, really lesbian as well.
You did it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the best way possible.
Actually, I take it back. This is not the shortest my hair has ever been. I got a Meg Ryan cut in freshman year of high school.
Wow.
At, like, a super cut. It was the wrong... Every time I've cut my hair short, it's been, like, an impulsive thing. And that's... You should not do that impulsively.
Mm-hmm.
But this was like a thought out, like envisioned, like this is long desire cometh to fruition in this haircut.
This is a lived in, like this is someone who has lived.
Yeah. And when I cut my hair like Meg, the biggest feedback I got was being made fun of for looking like a lesbian.
Well, now you're like,
which
fuck
used
you.
To hurt my feelings. Because I was kind of a lesbian.
Yeah.
But I didn't want anyone to know that.
But now you're owning
it. But now
it.
I'm like, yeah.
It's L word in the best way.
L word reboot.
L word reboot.
It's L word.
Yes.
Part deux.
Power lesbians of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thanks. I'm happy. I'm happy to be able to use less shampoo and conditioner.
It's good for the environment.
Because I like the expensive stuff and that shit goes fast.
Yeah.
And now... get to use like a quarter of the amount has a lot of benefits. Old pirate.
He's like a pet.
Old Blackbeard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Well, speaking of renewed, I guess Taylor Swift's new album drops tonight.
Oh yeah, I Midnight. Listened to the Lana track.
Was it good?
It didn't hit for me because I want it to just be Lana. Like, I want it to be a Lana song, yeah. And it's not. And Lana really is only backing vocals. So it's safe to say the Lana army is devastated by the lack of
Lizzie
presence that's on this one track. I saw a meme from like an LDR stan account that I follow that was like a photo of Lana. It was just like, Lana only exists as the backing vocals. We lost in huge like letters. And I was like, it's true.
Taylor
this
went,
is a big L.
Taylor went, shh.
Quietly do it. I want your fans and I want like a somewhat of a vibe, but I also want to make like a choogy little song.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like choog. I don't know.
I want like dark synth Taylor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And
I liked Folklore Nevermore. No,
I'm like, and she needs to come out of the woods.
Well, she's somewhere. She's on a boat. This is like very Boathouse.
Well, that's cool, but like lean into, I want like a creepy, like spooky.
I don't know if you're ever going to get that.
I want Taylor
from
Swift.
Miss Mary Jane's.
Doing a shoegaze album.
That would be dope, but I also don't think you're going to get that.
She just teased it up and she's like, this is my darkest album yet. Brought by insomnia in the night. And it's like, and it's just
her references are so like,
she's a fascist.
And don't get me wrong, I'm obsessed with the fact that she writes all her own music.
Yeah, of
I think
course.
That that's like really powerful and cool. Like, yeah. I do think of her as an artist in her own way.
I think of her as a businesswoman first and then an artist.
I think an artist first. It's just like her art is very, it has mass appeal. And that's and the feelings are a little harder for me to access. The feelings felt like easier for me to access on like a more ethereal album, like whatever, Nevermore and Evermore or whatever. But like, it always is like about cardigans and like vetiver and like I watched something on Insta where she was talking about like some song called like Lavender Haze, and her reference was like a Mad Men episode. I'm like, sure. It's just like,
keep it.
She doesn't
turn inward.
She never goes super deep. It's always kind of like
she did on Reputation.
Where did she go in Reputation era?
When she was talking about like her reputation being bad, and like Joe Alwyn was sort of like the bomb she needed.
Yeah,
because he loved her for being messy.
He loved her. Bangs and all.
He loved her chunky bangs.
She's just like a chunky bang diva. Like, what you see is very much what you get.
I just would like her to, I don't know, I would like her to lean into being a villain in a way that's like not like Reputation villain, where it's like
not like the Bad Blood video.
No, I want her to be like, I want her to just be
remember
like,
remember Bad Blood era though?
That was
insane. That video, I think everyone needs to revisit it. And Lena specifically Dunham, the stills from the video.
Lena Dunham smoking a giant Cuban cigar. I mean, iconic. That era of her collecting
supermodel friends.
That was weird.
Yeah. It was strange, shall we say.
Her famous 4th of July party.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was strange. That was weird.
I think it's like we won't get a truly groundbreakingly reflective, stunning album until she's like 60. Because she is just stuck. She's stuck in like teenage. She's very like teenage brain, which works for the music and works for the fans.
I respect her. I think I love some of her songs. And I say this with love. I'm not a Swiftie, but I'm like a bandwagon Taylor fan. Like, I will, when an album comes out, like out of curiosity and like sort of being part of
the craze,
the cultural conversation, I'll listen and be like, share my opinions that no one asked for. But at the end of the day, like I'm not moved. I thought 1989 was a great moment to be in New York when that album was out, because it was like all about the city.
I didn't really fuck with 1989. I really didn't fuck with her until the like folk albums, and then I really liked those. But
I didn't listen to it Evermore.
Oh my god, I blasted those, my favorite tracks. New Year's 2020 to 2021 was just me and my friend Ryan, just like,
I know Ryan,
vibing. And I'm just saying, for the listeners, hun. Just vibing to like blasting Taylor songs, and that really like got us through. But
I also just miss,
I like,
like
an artist who like has fucked her way to the top. Like, I love Lana. Like, Lana has lived 1,000 lives, and she's seen things we can't even conceive of or imagine.
Yeah, I like. Singers that go in, pop divas especially, that go into their inner demon, like Sky Ferreira.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though it's
she's trapped in there.
No, I know. And she's, you know, she's tested us to our limits and then some. She's gone event horizon in terms of like us waiting for her. And at this point, like, I expect negative from her.
But the thing is, the gays still ride.
Well, of course we ride.
Yeah.
We'll always ride.
Why, everyone's waiting.
She's an anti-hero.
Mm-hmm.
But her music is, she turns it the fuck out with her lyrics. She really goes in.
Yeah, her music's really good.
And she's very, like, self-lacerating, and, like, she'll put herself on the line, and I really respect that, and I think that's risky. Especially for a pop star love, but I would like Taylor, and you know, she's what she does works. She wins. She's the biggest pop star in the world. So like, good on her. But I'm just a little like,
it's super snooze fest.
I'm also just a little about the promo and like,
meet me at midnight in Times Square at 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12.
And it's like,
oh, I can't even imagine anything worse than that proposition.
But it's also, it's just like,
12, the number.
That's insurrection vibes.
She's giving the number 23. She's giving like almost QAnon levels of fandom where like people are like writing codes and like
she's
sketching
been
things.
Doing that.
No, I know, but that I find that very strange.
Yeah.
And like kind of fascist. She's fascist doll. She is. She's like a liberal. She's like a FDR, a Machiavellian Democrat.
She's, yeah, I don't align, but I do like how like cutthroat she is about stuff.
Yeah.
And but I like her like buying back her music.
Oh,
and
love all that. I'm
but
like,
I just don't relate to like the art as much as I relate to Lana, who's sad news for LDR.
I relate
fans.
To Taylor's person. Like, I relate to Taylor's real life, like what's happening. Like, I think I find her compelling. I find her more compelling than her music.
I get a kick out of the way she sees the world because she's seen the world through such an unapologetically Taylor lens and narrative that it becomes comical.
Yeah.
In that it is so earnest and like not that deep. And she, to her, that's the most deep that she can get. And I'm actually obsessed with that mindset.
That's true.
And that's what's funny to me, but that's what also scares me about this person.
It's kind of punk.
It's very punk. She's like a rock star, but also like...
But also I just love like the gossip I've heard about like her just being like kind of cutting and like... I just love like that. I'm like, that's the Taylor
no,
I like.
And you know that she's like that, but then wants to project like no, a different thing. It's just like.
But to me, I find that more compelling and weirdly more human.
Well, absolutely.
And I think that's what makes her a star to me, baby, is like her being like trying so hard to project an image. But you know, she's not like that at all. And I just love that about her. So like, that's where I'm like, you know, in her music, she's obviously like. I was screaming to her songs in college. Like she's had hit after hit. But for me, the real thing that I like stan her for is just being a messy bitch.
Yeah.
And trying not to be, because that's like, I relate to that.
Lana fans were having a really tough week. Number one, the backing vocals, but the bigger, more horrific thing is that Lana revealed via her honeymoon account, her secret at Insta, that she was robbed and someone stole her computer and like a journal with 2 years worth of poetry in it and like
doesn't feel like a fan
could leak her next album like at any time. Her car was like broken into and her backpack was taken.
Where does she live?
I don't know. She was like parked on Melrose Place going somewhere and then someone stole it.
West Hollywood's in a flop era.
Although
that sucked, you know, it was like some crazy fan
probably, or just like someone I hate
someone
that.
Trying to catch in.
I hate that.
I thought you were gonna tell me she broke up with Jack from Salem and I was like,
they are broken up.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, that was like a very short-lived thing.
Well, I mean, he's
gay, so but she really did live the dream. She You're, did
she
lived,
lived
my
every
dream.
Girl's dream,
every girl's dream to fuck a hot farmer gay man.
Yeah, like a
truly
farmhand,
a farmhand
horse
gay
stable gay
who looks so dirty that you think he's straight but he's actually gay is like
he's gayer than
the
most
dream.
Yeah,
the gayest mayhaps. Wow, she did. She is that bitch. And
yes,
I'm praying for her this week.
Yeah, that sucks.
It sucks.
I mean, people get their car stolen a lot in WeHo. Simon got his car stolen.
Not her car, her backpack.
Well, no, but like broken in or stolen.
Oh, yeah.
It happens all the time.
No one's stealing shit from me. I don't keep shit in my car.
I still can't believe Simon's car was found when it got stolen. The car I drive now.
Yeah.
Found in Chatsworth.
Oh, love. Just in full.
It was fully. It had been oil changed, decked, like someone had gotten it fixed, all this stuff.
Wow.
Inside the car was cleaned out. There was a box full of passports, IDs, knives, drug paraphernalia, and a Britney Spears jacket, or a jacket full of patches from Britney Spears, all her world tours. Which that's felt cool. Like, then Simon, that's his pop queen, so he was like, this is a gift for me. But they were about to go on the run.
Damn.
Some like...
I love fixing it up.
I know. I'm imagining some like tweaked out queen in like the valley.
That'd be a really good prank to pull on someone, is that you just steal their car and they think it's gone. But then you're like, it's actually over here. And then when they get it back, it's better than new. You've done the whole oil change. You like fixed some dents.
Simon, you've got like cool,
a whole thing fixed. Yeah, you'd be like, baller, I love this.
But there was a huge box and bag of shit, and he went to the police station and was like, what do you guys want me to do with all this? And they were like, you figure it out.
So Simon, passports?
Yeah.
Oh my God, start a black market passport business.
So Simon had to throw it all out, but the cops, no one want. They were like, we don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, they're like,
very helpful.
I don't think they want to deal with much.
No.
Should we talk speaking about of, other people that don't want to deal with anything, really?
The housewives?
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lair.
And you're listening to County Sexy Cork Housewives.
Unique podcast.
Beverly
Hells Angels.
Connor Behan,
mm-hmm.
King, Irish icon. He was very tickled by County Cork.
He really was moved.
I was...
The Irish community at large was...
Moved.
So moved.
Did you hear? I don't think I've ever heard myself laugh like that. I was truly dying.
You were on a high that only the Irish spirit...
I sounded drunk.
Your leprechaun spirit can provide.
Yeah. I just, I listened to myself laughing and I was like embarrassed a little because it was just like unabashed. Like,
no, that's the best kind.
But I was truly like beside myself with laughter from County Cork.
County Cork.
Shout out to our Irish subheads.
Yeah. We see you. We dance a jig with you.
I don't dance a jig with these ladies.
No, this is an unnecessary episode. There's always an unnecessary episode in like the three or four reunion episodes. And this was the one I was like, oh, this is going to be the one where nothing actually happens and where everyone's just biding their time to get to the point where Kathy comes on.
It's a
annoying
joke. Kathy also, did you see her BravoCon photo recap?
No.
She just...
Was it like a TikTok?
No, it was just several photos of her. She just... Her face and the way she airbrushes herself, it's just like...
She's snatching.
I love it. She's yesified.
That, I think when the equivalent of a gay man in crisis or any man going platinum is a woman on social media yesifying herself. That is like, something is wrong and you should be 51-50ing these women, or at least like reaching out to their loved ones and be like... You need to ask if she's okay.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you right now,
it's a pull
they're
you
not okay.
It's a pull you aside moment.
It is an absolute 100% pull you aside and just like do a check-in.
Kathy or Garcelle posted like this funny, you know, teaser for the episode. And it was like a TikTok of all the women getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
And the first comment I saw was Renee Graziano going, "Can't wait." I was like, love.
We need Renee on the pod to talk about Housewives. That's what we need her to do.
I'll reach out to her.
Okay. Let's see if she'll do one thing for us.
It would have been an honor, she said.
It would have been an honor. I want...
Let's see, though.
Our Yassified queen.
I know.
I think she's moved through her Picasso, like...
She got right with
She's postmodern. With yeah, mm-hmm. But anyways...
But yeah, this is a bomb of an episode, but I guess we'll just like, let's just like talk about our like highlights.
Well, I have notes, so I'll lead.
All right.
Diana is still plaguing us with her presence. And she goes, which is the harsher word, evil or the C word? And then everyone's like, Dorit goes, I think evil is worse. And I was like, really?
Andy was like, oh, I would think the C word is worse. And all of them were like, no, it's evil.
It's evil. What's their aversion to being called evil?
I'm also like, what does Diana have on these women? They all defend her except Garcelle.
Well,
it's a little weird.
Truly bizarre to see another episode where just no one is even trying to check anyone for being rude to Garcelle.
It's really wild. And Diana... Her exit was so... She was like, thank you for having me. And it was like, she almost looked like she was about to cry.
She did. I loved Andy being like, thanks for rallying so you could make it here. Bye. And then just like kicked her off without anything.
And she's done. You know, she'll never come back. But it's like, in that moment, it was like, that was her being like, bye. But it was like,
You, bitch. Why are you crying?
But also, she had a diamond. That's like, it was very like, what is this? What a waste.
I know. Like, why didn't...
It's just weird.
Like, well, it's also, if you're not going to show up, there's only, like, why would you waste time on, like, trying to argue with someone over FaceTime? Especially this woman who clearly does not understand how this works. She's, like, reading cue cards.
Yeah, that was really alarming to see her be, like, as she's talking.
Being like, why would I don't think, and it's like,
why would anyone go after your sweetheart son? I'm like, Mom.
Get out of here.
That was so...
I unfollowed her today.
Hell yeah.
The spell's over.
Garcelle, my favorite moment of the episode is when Andy said, Garcelle, what do you think about the lawsuit Diana's filed to find out who the bots are? And she goes, good for her.
Garcelle's not buying what Jinx is selling.
Garcelle looked disturbed.
Yeah.
By like just... I think
the general vibe is like hostile.
It's hostile and she had... I felt for her. She had like, you could see like she had vague tears in her eyes. And I think she was just like, Diana was just so disorienting in her appearance and just.
That's like maybe her MO with everyone is just to like disorient and like, she's like an alien in that sense.
She goes, and look, darling, she goes, I have the money. I have the resources. I have the lawyer. And I was like, well, we fucking know that for sure.
Yeah. But, it's also like a thinly veiled threat and it is. Clearly a diversion tactic of being like, I can allegedly do one thing
and allegedly do another
and then allegedly do and then try and find out who did this. And I had talked to some attorneys and they were like, there's no way she'll ever be able to like find like this lawsuit, like she won't find out who they are.
And what's with Erica being Erica's just like the fucking Diana Jenkins like hype woman. She's like,
she's suing John Doe.
And someone goes, who is the lawsuit against? And EJ goes, John Doe.
And then EJ, I love her explaining to Garcelle why it's what Diana's. I'm like, you fucking asshole.
Garcelle should leave the show. It seems to like it causes really her, unhappy.
I don't want her to leave because she's now an essential worker of this franchise and like she's
I don't want her to leave either, but it just seems like
they're really fucked up with her and like and
she can't be like it's like she can't say really what she wants to say because then it gets interpreted as being like an angry black woman or something and then like
it's really
I feel like also having her job on the reel it feels like there is a tension balancing that with also how she appears on this show and like it just seems like not worth it.
Well, I think the reel is done too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
But
well, then I guess stay on the Housewives.
Just seeing Erica being like, you know, this is a good thing, right, Garcelle? She's really trying to help you out. I think that's a really, and it's like, why are you telling this woman, a woman you are the same. Like, why are you talking to her like she's like it? It is. It felt. It did feel like icky, like microaggression, like what they were sort of what Garcelle and Crystal were talking about. I felt it even in this reunion with the way, like, especially like Diana and Erica were speaking to her. It felt very like, I'm explaining to you why you're right. You know what I mean? And it's just it freaked me out.
Well, it's also like fucking Jinx not showing up to the reunion robs everyone of the ability to be like, why do you post all this shit and like really get into the weeds with her about it? But there, it's like you can't do anything if someone doesn't show up and is like, I can only make it in for like 20 minutes or something like that.
No, because she has to go get her Ozempic
her dosage. But like, yeah, I also wish these reunions, I wish they would just do a live stream of the entire reunion from start to finish and not do it in four episodes. Like, I wish you could just watch it like a Super Bowl or something for like 12 hours.
Also, it'd be cool to have I know it would be hard, but to have an audience.
I don't think an audience could sit through.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, they broke it up a little.
Yeah. I mean, not no, but I would just love to. I'm like, what do they talk about for 12 hours and then boil it down into like 3 hours of content?
Yeah, I just think Garcelle, it's sort of, I mean, it's really damned if she does, damned if she doesn't. And it's that is such an unfair, and she provides lols. She provides like good conflict moments. Like, she gets in the nitty gritty
and she'll like ask important questions. Like, she keeps the show moving at times.
So like, I would just, and they so like, she's, I would just think like, on if they don't, she provides like a lot of good, like,
I wish
protosorial that, like, she's like a real, she's a pro and she knows what she's doing. She's an actress, and I feel like they're just gonna fuck themselves because they need people like her that are like, just know how to fucking play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? Like, she's really like one of the only people on this franchise that really plays the game with like,
well, she does and she doesn't. Right. I mean, she'll ask questions, but we don't get like,
that's true.
She doesn't provide any drama. Like, she doesn't have drama with people really.
Well, she does. She will like not back down.
Yeah, but like, she doesn't have like a
long-standing.
She doesn't have like conflict. Like the Denise and Rinna thing, that was some conflict, but like,
she has it with Erica.
Yeah.
Erica throwing her book out.
That was just like, I don't know. I feel for her because it just seems like she's really unhappy in this environment. And I can't fault her for that. Like, if I were in her shoes, I would feel the same. But it's also annoying that like Sutton has an opportunity to be like fighting for on her behalf.
Yeah.
And I what's weird about this reunion in particular is like there's a lot less like arguing and fighting than usual. Like, my soothing sounds are ladies yelling at each other.
I had that same thought about Sutton. I was like, when are you gonna step in?
Like, are you gonna say anything to like Diana or say anything to Rinna or say anything to like
Kyle.
EJ.
Yeah, like I'm just like, say, like, speak up.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Because Garcelle defended her all season.
And it's also just like, that's the name of the game, is like, you give them the razzle dazzle at a reunion. And if you and Crystal and Garcelle are aligned against these women, like, let's fucking go. Like, come for them.
I think Cherie coming will be good because I think she is a good, she and Garcelle have been friends for so long. And I think it'll make her feel like she has like one of her besties with her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she just needs like more people aligned with her. I do think that Rinna needs to get paused for a few seasons.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
She's unhinged.
She is unhinged, but I love it. But I'm also like, okay, you can go for a while.
Yeah.
Because
she's not doing, she's just making it.
She's sowing chaos.
It's pure chaos at this point. And like, while I don't stand Rinna, I appreciate her for her messiness and bringing camp soap opera to the show. But I'm also like, I'm sick of her. And I think she's like, it's now just annoying. She's just annoying right now.
Yeah, she's not playing it well. EJ and Rinna in their dressing room when everyone takes a break. I was like, this is like Trixie and Katya. They look like drag queens.
We should have them on the pod.
I know. I'm still also shunked re-Crystal's lies. Like, I feel like that was never fully addressed in the way that I needed it to. And every time they revisit and Crystal, like, defends the lie, it is shocking to me.
The lie
and I
about...
need them to never talk about it again because I, like, want to really like her and root for her.
I do. Yeah, I'm also, like...
The lie about saying Sutton said the darkest thing I've ever heard that I can't repeat and then tripling down on that and then it turning out to be, like...
A lame.
Definitely weird, but not like the darkest, most racist thing you've ever heard in your life. Like, she straight up, she lied and won't even say, like, you're right, I lied. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, we're never going to get like the full story. So, like, let's just move away from this because it's over and it happened. And, like, I'm tired. Like, I think we're all tired of.
And Kyle won't come for her truly because I don't know why. But, like, no one is, like, coming for each other the way I need them to, like, come for each other.
I'm telling you, they're all so fucking freaked out about what the fans are going to say.
Yeah.
They all don't want to become, like, the enemy. So, like, they're all...
Well, Rinna, it's too little, too late, so she might as well just go. Yeah.
She's going to be cawing her way up to, like, I don't know. But they're all so freaked out about, like, becoming the villain and getting piled on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now that just makes it boring.
They should get off social media.
Yeah.
Do they really need it? No, not really.
They do, though.
Ugh. Kyle's all tatted out now. She's in her tattoo era. She's being wild.
For each of my daughters who have 18 in their birthdays.
That's how she talks for some reason in my head right now.
Yeah, she has like an ankle tat. She has like the most tame tattoos ever.
I would love if Kyle got a full sleeve.
She has like rockabilly energy that's like waiting to come out.
I want Kyle to get like She-Hulk jacked for some role where she has to like beef up and take like creatine.
They should reboot and protein. G.I. Jane.
Yeah, but like I want her to have like giant arms and like a big pirate tattoo and have like hair running down her arms.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder
you
how, like,
I want Kyle to take get on like HGH and like take testosterone.
I want Kyle to be.
You want Kyle to like almost transition, but I, not.
No, I just want her to be like a. I want her to be like WWE. I feel like she'd be a good wrestler,
mm-hmm.
and I want her to have like Popeye arms.
Yeah,
and a giant tat for just for a role.
Mm-hmm. Like go full method, mm-hmm. but kind of never look back.
Yeah, wouldn't she be good in the WWE like women's wrestling?
I think she's like a little too small.
No, but that's where you underestimate her
because she can hit you at your center of gravity and destabilize you completely.
I think she has really good like leg control and core strength.
True, and she could do the splits.
She could
jump off a table and she does the splits in the air and splits on you.
Yeah,
and flattens you.
You turn to a pancake. Mm-hmm. I feel like she would have that would be her move.
Okay, I could see that.
She would swing her giant ponytail like Mortal Kombat style and mm-hmm. then jump in the air, split and land right on your head and crush you.
I want her to swing her ponytail around and lasso it around your neck and then like flip you over using her ponytail.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, let's do this.
But she needs the tats and the huge arms.
Let's be her like vision coach.
Yeah. Well, like... you need to write a movie. You need to write a starring vehicle for her. Like The Wrestler. What's Kyle's The Wrestler?
Such a good movie.
We need Kyle to have her moment. We need Darren Aronofsky to write a movie for a housewife.
The Wrestler is like maybe the saddest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's so fucking sad.
Like it's actually like my jaw drops when I think about how much I cried in that movie.
Yeah, it's devastating.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kyle addresses the Dorit and Mo rumors.
Everyone just laughs. I was like,
all right. EJ tells a weird story about PK hitting on her like ages ago that makes everyone really uncomfortable.
Dorit kind of just like quietly.
She laughs it off, but is also like, why is she doing this? And even Andy was like, okay.
Okay, EJ.
What is EJ's?
What does your husband do?
Did she get her boobs done again?
Yeah, it looks like she got something. I didn't really notice. Why? Were they bodacious?
It just looks like bodacious.
I just thought I was just thinking she had good.
Like a cutout in a sports bra?
Or I was just thinking her face looked like snatched.
She just has so much makeup on.
I know.
And like.
It's very like.
It's uncanny destabilizing valley. Me because it's more than the other women. She really does look like Trixie Mattel.
Rin is destabilizing me a little with her.
See, like, she's not. I'm like used to that vibe from her, but there's something about EJ that I truly go stare into the abyss and I become hypnotized.
I kind of wish that Rinna kept her Rod Stewart hair just for one last
one
reunion.
Hurrah. That's like, the powerful hair that we need and we crave.
The Lana hair that she does,
I don't like a frosty highlight on a brunette hair. I think that looks really trashy and bad. I like the wave, like a loose wave, but I miss Rod Stewart.
What's that one song that his most famous one? That about the woman's name. What's her name?
Oh.
Maggie. Maggie, don't
wake up, Maggie. That's, I think I have something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Rinna.
Garcelle talks about getting a Birkin. And then Andy's like, does everyone here have a Birkin? And then everyone raises their hands except EJ. And she goes,
I had a Katie.
I had a Kelly.
Kelly.
It's not my thing. Fair enough.
Power.
Also, any Birkins or Kellys you had were taken away a little bit.
I know. Yeah, honestly, I have to say, as a Sutton, I was a little like, you're flopping.
Sutton needs to step into her power. She's now two seasons under her belt. She's about to enter a third.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Like, it's time to snatch wigs.
It's time.
Like, you cannot sit here silently.
Fourth season. It's coming up.
Okay, yeah. Enough.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. She needs to start having people's numbers. But she is scared of what I don't know. She does not need to be on social media. She's so rich. Like, she's A, too fragile to get trolled and to deal with that. She's rich. She can be on the show and participate and then never, ever have to hear anyone talking shit ever and just, like, go back to her mansion and hang.
No, that's just not the deal. With Waylon.
Garcelle tells a terrifying Bill Cosby story.
Oh my God, so when she was like 19, she got a job on the Cosby Show when she was still a model. By the way, like, I just want a movie about her modeling days.
Yeah.
Like in New York in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Cosby invited her to have a drink with him.
To work on acting.
And she was obviously like, this is such an honor, like, because at the time he was like America's dad, and he gave her a shot of Zambuca.
Yeah, also gross.
And she said she started feeling weird, so like, and she ran,
mm-hmm.
which is like incredible.
She was street smarts.
Fight or flight mode kicked in.
Yeah.
Do you think she was feeling like drugged?
No, she just said that
she got the ick.
She just had a really bad feeling and was like, I need to get out of here. And then just got the fuck out. So smart.
Survivor.
I know. That's why she's come so far.
And everyone, all the other women were like, damn.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Fuck. It like chilled me. Like my stomach was like hearing that story. It just freaked me out so much.
Yeah. It's just insane that every single story is like the same steps that he like had a whole method.
Imagine being like, you're basically a kid still.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Rinna says she threw Garcelle's book in the trash. She was the one, not EJ. And
then I was
sent
the one.
EJ a photo of the book that then got put on social media, which I originally thought, like, yeah, that's really fucking rude, but it's also good promo for the book.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
From a marketing perspective, if it gets people talking and looking at this book, then it kind of is genius. And, like, the optimist in me was hoping that it had been, like, a sideline thing of, like, I'm going to do this. Like, don't take it personally. I just want to, like, kind of stoke the flames and then, like, get you some attention for the book. But it wasn't that. At all.
Rinna was pissed about what Garcelle said about Rinna's
Amelia Gray, but she didn't say shit.
No,
she literally just said what she repeated what she had said on the episode of Housewives, and then Rinna's lawyer called Garcelle's manager, and so Rinna was like gonna get cease and desisty with the bitch.
Also, like,
get over it.
Is Garcelle wrong?
No.
So
if that's all she said, which is like, I asked her if that affected her daughter, and she said no, that's like fair game.
Yeah, and also, it's true.
It's a legitimate question to ask. Yeah.
It's a good question.
So then they had to like come to an agreement where Garcelle agreed to make a second edition of the book that cut that part out. I'm just like, can you just give her a break?
Give her a fucking break, Rinna, at all. Like, this is her book.
Yeah, and it's a moment like this where it's like you're waiting for someone else to jump in and start a long argument, and then no one jumps in. Everyone's just like, okay, like, on to the next.
It's so weird. I think that is really fucked up that Rinna, like, it's just, it kind of reminded me of her, and they talk about it, of her being like, I just wish, I would have loved to have said to Harry, Garcelle loved this sauce.
Yeah.
It's like
her,
you're obsessed. It's kind of like you need approval somehow, and you want to like absolve yourself, and like all this, it's like weird. There's some weirdness going on there.
I think it's like she's mad at Garcelle for making her look bad. But I'm like, you did that to yourself.
Yeah, doll.
Like, you walked yourself into this thing. You could have just been, like, chill and friendly and supportive of this person.
She's jealous.
Yeah.
They're both actresses. Garcelle's been more successful.
I think she's also mad because, like, remember that one season where she allegedly had said, like, I don't want Garcelle on the show because then she'll just make everything about race? Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Like, it was a reunion where that came out. It was the reunion where she was like wearing that purple outfit. And then she was like, I love you. Like, went over to her.
Yeah.
But I feel like she's lingeringly mad about that. And then this is all just like a punishment about that and the Denise thing. And then it's just a punishment.
Well, Garcelle says to Rinna, she's like, you know, I don't think you realize a lot of the stuff you said can be felt as racist.
Yeah.
And then Kyle, she kind of said, it's like with Kyle talking to me about the charity thing, like that really felt like a low blow. And then Crystal pipes in.
I'm like, Crystal, you should keep your mouth shut. You've had enough time. We get it. We know. But like, you can't chime in and be like, and that's how it's like, no, you haven't even admitted that you lied. So like, just don't.
And Sutton the whole time is like this.
Yeah. Did Sutton like lose her voice? I'm not clear on why she's just like completely silent. I loved EJ recapping how she posted a photo on Instagram stories. She goes, Rinna sent it to me and I said, oh, look, that photo's funny. And so then I said, oh, I'm going to put it up on Instagram stories. So I swiped up and I put it on my phone and I just put it in my stories and then I posted it. I'm like, yeah, we know.
It's like, okay, boomer.
Okay, we know how stories work.
This is when you're like, oh, Erica's old.
Erica's 69 years old. I'm 78 years old. Then we get to like a big recycling I'm like, if we're talking about recycling, we need to
talk about the real issues.
Change fucking courses because you veered off into nothingness. And he goes, Rinna, I can't believe you didn't recycle. And that is kind of shocking, I guess.
Why?
I don't know. I guess you're just supposed to recycle. Does recycling actually do anything? I mean, I recycle.
Well, also,
but like by that, I mean, I put cans and bottles and plastic items in a blue bag and stick it in the recycling. I don't know where it goes or what it does.
He's pearl clutching about that, but like, let's ask these women how much water they use for their estates.
Yeah, also I during feel like our Andy's water not shortage. Coming for anyone.
No, Andy's
he's
little,
being really tame as
he's
well.
He's checked out.
They get into Rinna's like social media presence, which is chaotic at best. And she talks about her impulse control issues. And she's just give me a chance.
She went, put me on pause.
Put me on pause. I don't fucking care. And I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, cool. Because you're going to.
Yeah.
Get ready, bitch.
I love that. I love being like, I don't fuck. To your boss, I'm like, wow, you got some balls.
It's very Tammy Metzler in Election. So vote for me or don't. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Except that Rinna does care.
Yeah, she cares deeply.
Also, we've been giving you chances. Like, you had a whole chance.
For 7 years.
You're not like...
Since she's been on the show, we've been giving her chances.
Mm-hmm. It's been chance after chance. And it's time to, like, deliver or pause.
Or get off the pot.
Crystal and Kyle get into it once again. Crystal going, enough! Enough! Was scary to me.
I liked it.
Yeah. She's a powerful woman.
I like when she smirks.
She needs to not lie anymore.
When she's in her like confidence of just owning these fucking women.
Mean girl. I'm the youngest and like
I go like this.
Yeah. It's cool.
I'm like, that's a housewife.
But I also just wish that she would like jump in. Are they really that freaked out by the alliance between Kyle, Dorit, and Rinna and EJ?
Yeah.
For what though? Don't they know by now, like pretty sure that like Rinna won't be on the show next season by the time of the reunion. It's like Diana Jenkins is refusing to come, like
she's succumbing to COVID.
Just look at her. She's barely hanging on by a thread. Diana Jenkins is like secretly just huffing oxygen every time that she died during one commercial break and they were like clear her back to life.
I don't know what it is.
What is it?
I'm confused.
I'm really confused. Where are the cunts? Because they're not on this downstage. Where are they? What is going through everyone's head?
She's coming. She's on her way.
I know. It's Kathy now is going to bear the sole responsibility of like breathing some fucking life into this reunion. But even that feels like...
It's going to be...
It looks disappointing because... And you know it's going to be because even the episodes like... teaser for next week wasn't exciting.
No, it's gonna be a flop.
What the fuck is in Rinna's manila folders?
I want to know.
I thought it was gonna be like
it'll be all
Kathy's tweets. Yeah. Do you think my hope is that Rinna pulls out something so damning and so shocking?
No, she won't. It'll be a letdown.
But I want to hold out just like a delusional hope.
I'll let you have that.
Yeah,
but I won't.
She has like.
I'll be the realist. You can be the dreamer.
I pray that she has a small laptop and a USB drive of the footage of Kathy calling the coat check guy the F-slur. And then she plugs a USB into a tiny little computer and pulls it up and shows that video to everyone.
Maybe.
And then Kathy shoots her on site.
Mm-hmm. The sniper.
Patrick, the butler, comes out and shoots Rinna
with a tiny gun.
Mm-hmm. And then everyone ends up in like a Reservoir Dogs standoff. Like it turns out that everyone brought a gun to the reunion and they all whip them out.
Uh-huh.
And then they have the rest of the reunion screaming at each other while pointing guns. And slowly by slowly, they all kill each other. Except for Garcelle.
Well, it ends with Kathy arriving. And she's looking...
positively...
she's wearing pajamas.
Nana in the special Nana place. Mm-hmm. Nana in the nursing home. Kathy is a prime example of like women going into like lost little girl aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little ruffles. Like,
well, she's regressed.
Yeah.
She's only gotten farther back.
Rinna's also like 1 foot in the nursing home on commercial break. She's just... stalking around muttering to herself.
Yeah, she's...
all I have to do is tell the truth. That's it.
She's, like, nearing sundowners.
Mm-hmm. They're about to give her a walker and, like, mm-hmm. slowly guide her into, like, a waiting SUV.
Into a cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
You've lost steam.
What?
You've lost steam.
No, I'm just, like, I truly am, like, blind in one eye right now.
Do you need to do anything?
No.
Do you have glasses or anything?
Not in my bag.
Well, guys.
I've not lost steam.
Okay.
I mean, the episode was kind of a flop.
I know, but I just was like, are you tired or no?
No, I'm just like dizzy.
Okay. Guys, great episode of Stuff Under Our Belts.
It was a good episode.
For next week, when is this next week?
I think there's two more. There better be. I need a full fucking, like,
I want Brenna to pull a bomb out of a manila folder.
Yeah.
And like a grenade that she just has her finger on and is like threatening to pull the key from.
Yeah.
And like, until Kathy tells the truth.
I'll kill us all.
Yeah. I want Brenna to go postal.
It's her last shot.
I know.
Quite literally.
And if she can't stay on, I want her to take everyone else down with her.
She might.
Like, this would be the Michael Mann episode. I think this would be actually a Quentin Tarantino episode where you'd get, like, 2 hours of, like, dense character-building dialogue that builds up to truly the most epic conclusion.
Yeah.
He should do a Housewives reunion as a movie.
We were talking about...
I know, but, like, you know, he was like, I'm only going to do 10 movies and then I'm going to retire. He should do like a...
How many does he have left?
I don't know. Like, I think one or two. I need him to take a...
What's he going to do next?
I think just chill out.
Movie. Like, what movie?
I don't know.
I hope it's like an end of the world movie.
I hope it's like a Housewives movie. Fingers crossed.
Guys, tickets are on sale. I think our pre-sale sold out.
Really?
Someone tweeted at us. They said, not the pre-sale selling out.
I don't know if it did.
Well,
but maybe it did.
I'm going to just say it did.
Pre-sale tickets are just on sale now.
Tickets are on sale.
Yeah, tickets are on sale, doll. We really kind of flubbed the pre-saleness of it all. There were a lot of links. Yeah, I mean, I didn't post on Patreon until like 5 p.m. I just forgot.
Guys,
it was a lot of links, but guess what?
It's so worth it.
You can still get tickets and it's going to be great.
January 11th and 18th, 2023. At Dynasty Typewriter.
Yeah. Mark your fucking calendars.
Two shows, one show.
New year, new us.
New year, new us. Let's keep the conversation going.
Let's definitely keep the conversation going and circle back on January 1st and January 18th, 2023 at Dynasty
Q1,
Typewriter.
Spend Q1 with us.
Oh my God.
That's the ultimate Q1.
What an incredible Q1
that
energy.
That is a Q1 moment.
We're kicking off Q1 the right way.
Maybe I'll have a bob by then.
Maybe. Bye.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.